Now Probert. Probert's loose got the right hand.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordy Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the loser Bobby Orr's. Hey.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the Biscuit. It's the Biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of what?
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on so bad this fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
Hello! This is The Biscuit Watches Hockey Movies with his friends. I'm The Biscuit. These are my friends.
Hey, everyone.
Ronnie Miller, Stephen Knuckles. How are we doing, gentlemen?
We're doing pretty good, man. I'm excited to be here.
I'm good. D2. It's a good one.
It's a big, big deal. It's the second one of the one that has been banned. We're going to start the movie.
So, we are not going to say the title of the movie right now, but it's the sequel to a classic children's movie from the 90s that we all know and love.
C3 minus one, plus one.
Yes. You'll figure it out.
And we are starting this on HBO Go at 43 seconds in. I think that counts the commercial too. But we're looking at something that says Walt Disney Pictures presents. Give us a synopsis here, Stay.
Okay. So, an international competition for junior league hockey teams is being held in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Coach Gordon Bombay is picked to lead the Team USA. He reunites with the Mighty Ducks, the team misfits he once coached to victory. This time, Kraft Sports promoter Tibbles, that's the only name he gives us here, tempts the Ducks to cash in on their fame in lieu of practicing, but the team eventually gets back into training and takes on Iceland and their violence-prone coach, Wolf Stanson.
That hockey powerhouse of Iceland.
That's playing Iceland is not what you want, you guys.
It says they're violent.
Not playing Canada.
I'm excited to see what happens.
And again, 43 seconds with the commercial, HBO Go, and 44.
That means we push play. We're watching the movie now.
We're live. Emilio.
Back again.
Smestavez.
Back again. Did we decide who our favorite Sheen was?
Or who was?
Our favorite Sheen?
Not Martin.
Why not Martin, though?
Fuck Martin, dude. He's done nothing. Nothing for me.
What are you talking about? We talked about this last time. Martin Sheen was in fucking Apocalypse Now, dude.
That's it. He was great.
He was great. He's in The Departed, too. He kills in that movie.
Stock footage. Never seen The Departed. You know.
You haven't seen The Departed?
Is that the one with Val Kilmer?
No, that's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon and fucking Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's good. That movie's good.
Yeah. Wahlberg in that?
Yes, he is. He's fucking awesome.
Wahlberg
in it,
kills with him. Yeah, that movie's really good.
Wahlberg's very Boston in it.
And just Scorsese.
I know, but it's what's his dick movie before they made the movie? The Whitey Bulger, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
I believe so. So that's Gordon. This is before he failed. Did his dad die?
Yeah, his dad
passed away.
Old, early?
Early.
Why?
I think that's why he gave up on hockey, because he fucking blew it, and then his dad died, so he had, like, nothing to live for, so I'm just going to become a fucking defense attorney or whatever.
Why does he look so weird in a hockey helmet,
Fuck
Cody?
Gordon.
He's like, I need it small so you can see my face. The Waves?
Is this
Minnesota
a real team?
Waves? Fuck no, dude. Oh, shit!
Is he number 69?
66.
Oh, man.
Mario Lemieux. Oh, smoked him.
Triple D.
That's
man.
That triple D.
Fucking smoked him. Still got it.
Some of these chips, dude.
Does he eat what he gets?
I'm good right now.
He gets crushed, right? Or his knee?
Yeah.
I think it's a cheap shot he gets.
It's a cheap shot, from what I remember.
By Icelandic?
Does it? No.
It's by this, I don't know.
Who do you think Justin Wong plays?
Justin Wong's in this?
Wong.
The fucking, I don't know, was he like the figure skater kid?
Yes. Oh, shit. Oh, it's that guy.
It's that guy.
It's that guy.
Oh!
Oh, he's going to come up behind him. No! He screams. No! Oh, Norbert. You fuck. You dirty fuck.
He's like going into shock right now.
I'm not sure what Martin thinks of Emilio.
What do you mean? Like, because he didn't take his name?
I bet you.
That is Martin's name, is Estevez.
It is. That's the real name, but
right. I bet you that Martin doesn't think about Emilio.
That's what I'm saying.
No, maybe he's great to him. I don't
know. When's the last time you have seen Emilio Estevez in a movie?
Are there waves in Minnesota?
Lakes?
They have 10,000 lakes when they're not fucking frozen for 7 months out of the year.
So there's got to be a wave now again.
So, I mean, sometimes, right?
I know the women's team's called the White Caps, but I think that's like a snow thing.
It's a whole fucking wave thing.
That's what I thought, too.
It's also a wave thing.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe they got shit ton fucking crazy waves in Minnesota.
It's that lake weather, man, that we don't know about.
Right? 10,000 lakes just fucking waving through it.
Take notes about this. Look it up later.
He's still dead.
Charlie?
Charlie's dead? No.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Emilio's still down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's hurt.
He's just flopping on the ice.
Okay. Indianapolis.
So how
Stephen
long?
Brill wrote this. Did you think he wrote the third one?
No.
No, I doubt it, too. You always get out by the third one.
Pull that up, Jamie.
Mad respect for the North Stars hat there, Emilio.
You like that shitty team?
They're defunct, but that's a sweet hat. He's got a fucking cane. He's in the rain. Get in the car.
Dude, Stephen Brill on D3.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Damn.
What is that? What else is he doing?
I don't. Mr. Deeds.
Fuck yeah,
Little
dude.
Mickey.
Damn. I'm a street.
Without Steve. A Paddle, Heavyweights.
I love all those movies.
Drubbit Taylor.
I own all those. I think I own all those.
I never saw Drubbit nice. Taylor.
Dude, Drubbit Taylor is classic. You know, I have a can of coffee out in the garage that has drill bits in it, and on the outside of it, I wrote Drill Bit Taylor.
Is that Owen Wilson movie?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's like, you guys are my three little chickens under my wing.
I think I watched that one time.
I've watched it with you, probably, on Tessin.
I don't know about that.
We're just, oh, I heard you're here. I'll be the first to come see you. Charlie, my boy.
So is this Hans or?
This is Hans, yeah.
They said Jan. They did say Jan.
The what?
Hassenpfeffer, dude.
What the fuck is
what
that?
What does that mean?
Some fucking food.
Check out that framed news article.
It's like my mom's house when we were in high school.
I don't want to say anything.
God, he's grown. Look at Charlie. That's the first thing out of his fucking mouth, dude. Now, there was a lot of fucking controversy over the last episode. Whether or not there was child molesters.
Molest.
Was there a Jerry Sandusky situation going
Jesus
on?
Jesus Christ.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, so far in this movie, I'm thinking yes.
He was just trying to get with Charlie's mom.
Yeah, that's who the movie was.
He got over her real quick.
Well, he's playing minor hockey, man. He's got to stay free.
Yeah. God, look at Charlie. He's gotten so big. I wish that store was close to me.
You want to hang out with Jan?
Not necessarily him, but like I think you could like shoplift from there.
You would steal from Jan? He seems nice.
No, I wouldn't.
don't want to spend the rest of
my life. I would want to. If I needed something.
You just walk up to him and be like, man, I really want to steal from you right now, but I'm not going to.
I think I'd ask him.
Can I steal this?
Can I have this?
Can I have this, please?
So he's trying to sharpen skates. It's like he's...
never done it before.
Which, didn't he do it before? Didn't they...
it used to be his
but
job.
He's got a bum knee now, though, dude.
So he can't handle sharpening his
skates?
No,
skate? He can't.
Now,
that's
all jerseys. I don't think sharpening skates is as easy as it looks. Ah, Gordon!
This is Tibbetts. What's up with this? This is weird.
All wooden sticks, dude. It's beautiful.
Senior VP Hendricks Hockey Apparel. How's his knee? You know, I had a doctor in Los Angeles. I want to take a look at it. He's doing great things with baboon ligaments. Hendricks
Hockey. What?
What exactly is it?
MVP ligaments?
MVP.
I want the next.
Hopefully that's what happened to that fucking monkey.
After what he put us through, yeah, I hope they fucking tear him apart and put him in Amelia as if it's his knee.
Can you get a Miller Lite wrong now? Oh, he's, or beer, Budweiser, doesn't matter.
He's got to be...
the Buds are on top.
Younger than Charlie, right? Sheen?
Wait, what, say what?
Oh, yeah, he's like the little bro.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, shit.
What are the Junior Goodwill games?
Not real.
No. I thought it was nothing but fact.
I would assume it's like under 16, U16.
The Junior Goodwills.
Maybe they are real. I won't.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, you're just fucking duck calling instead of a whistle, you dipshit. Yeah.
He just hands him a butt plug on accident. Oh, whoops.
Yawn. So what's
Charlie Stars love and
what's Charlie
show?
Listening to?
Copy Jane's Addiction, right?
I don't know.
Hey, just tell your mom to go fuck off so we can bang.
I don't.
It's not even fingered in this one. It's full blown banging.
So this one was released in '94.
This is before MVP. Looks better in MVP though. Some of that Schmizny money.
Hey, Charlie, use this butt plug.
Just pretend it's like my ass. Just blow on it. This is never allowed in any mall. Black or white.
So, like, they did this one time in the previous movie.
I guess they're just, you do it. Hagerman's fucking fully loaded. Hogged out, dude. They're at the Mall of America, right?
Yes. The only thing that Minneapolis is known for.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Neither. I've never been to Minnesota. Have you?
No, never. They keep just stealing things from people.
They're degens, man.
That?
Fucking degens.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's just about to make my
it's
move.
About to get serious.
Yep.
The quack attack is back.
Look at his fucking scarf, man.
Yeah. I'm concerned about his rings.
Dude, he was decked out for that day.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Look how that's obviously not Charlie.
Oh, the full grown ass man. Oh, dude, that's
so he's
killer.
Dead.
That's murder.
He's dead, right?
Like, yeah, that's murder.
R.I.P., dude.
Goldberg's Delicatessens.
Our son, the goalie.
Get off my window.
Right. Dude, Minnesota looks sweet. This fucking rollerblading and shit.
Seems alright.
Is
Minnesota
ass.
Where Prince lived?
Yes. He's from Minneapolis.
Dude, bangs.
The lakes of Minnetonka. Right?
Right.
You know he straight up slaps the shit out of that lady in fucking Purple Rain or whatever?
I have I've never watched Purple Rain.
Like, full-blown hits her.
Like, no, it doesn't even think about it? Just
oh, no.
Decks her?
Nope, just fucking hits her.
Why?
Bitch was acting out.
Oh, so we have
some hawks. Dude, he's got the first flat bill ever.
So we still have this Hawks-Ducks rivalry.
Of course.
It never dies.
Same trick, though, right? They did that in the first one.
I don't know. I think they just beat him up.
Oh, no. Fucking Fulton's going to fucking bang around him.
They are so stupid. What's wrong with that kid?
They won't know what hit him. They won't know what hit him.
Who said that?
Oh no! Let's play go Tokyo! Oh no, Godzilla! They really fucked up not playing that song right there.
Why is he taking off his pants?
Why wouldn't he? How are you going to finger? How are you going to finger him if he's got...
Yeah, then jerk all three of these guys off. Teach them
watch. Get over your ducks.
So you're in a Grateful Dead shirt too, and there's this heavy metal.
I don't know what's happening. Under the call. Duckhead sign.
Whoever did costuming for this movie, that was a bad call. To mm-hmm. The dead shirt.
Yeah, Fulton's a violent guy. I think we should give him a Grateful Dead t-shirt in this movie. Ready to fly.
I wonder how disconnected he was from the kids, like, in the making of this.
He's probably like,
get these fucking kids away from me.
Don't talk to me.
Right.
I'm going to say my lines.
I'm going to fucking fuck off.
I'm going to go to my trailer.
Hey.
Nice wheels. I used to ride around one of these.
So this reminds me of the first movie when he arrives in a limo.
Yeah.
And they drive it on the ice.
Yeah. After he gets caught for fucking doing coke and drinking and driving.
I don't think he was doing coke, right?
Well, he was full
It
blown.
Was implied.
I hope.
He was coked out.
You can't be a fucking defense attorney and not do coke.
Correct.
Dude, that's awesome. How's that sound? Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against making money. No, Gordon. A lot of money. You're going to pay me that much to endorse sportswear, Gordon? So now he's getting sucked in by
think,
corporate
What
greed.
Number do you think he's looking at there?
I...
500?
Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Could be, I don't know.
This is...
To get a number this
Goodwill 90, games.
94 money could be like 120 or something like that.
Yeah.
Could be 75.
I mean, yeah, I'd be...
He's unemployed.
I'd be super excited to get 75K to coach these fuckheads.
But he loves the Ducks.
Yeah, and he's got these new Ducks.
This other future Bash Brother dude has the logo of our fucking high school mascot on his jersey.
The horse?
Yeah.
Go Colts. Yeah, he'd have a little trouble making the team. You can't stop. That's fucking what's his dick from the Sandlot.
It is.
So are we adding more ducks? Is that like... Is that just to like have like a certain amount of people on the team?
I think it's full roster, and I think Hendrix was like, listen, we're not just having a bunch of dickheads from Indianapolis.
Plus, in a sequel, you gotta have some new characters, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that checks.
Right. We have a goalie. Ever heard of two?
So she seems better than Goldberg.
She's light years better. Okay, it does have the cord.
Can't you see? What song is this?
It's a fake song, I think.
So why is he just, like, hitting people?
Don't you know that everything's on fire? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Don't you know that? He's got a fucking tattoo.
Yeah, dude. Junior Goodwill Games added up already.
Think they're called enforcers, Gordon?
I think so. Bombay's pissed.
Yep. Come here to fight? Came here to fuck.
Why?
I had to. That was too good. That was too perfect.
They set him up, you knock him down, mm-hmm. Right?
Bombay's gonna hit him in the face. Give me the whistle.
Give me the whistle, bro.
And the duck call.
Dude is not happy about it.
So why does Bombay have USA gear, but none of these hockey players have USA gear?
They gotta make the cut.
They gotta become a team first. They're not a team right now. They're just a group of dickheads.
Well. Hey. Oh shit, dude. Oh shit. Oh, she dropped it like fuck you, dude. Look at that Minotaur back there. Or Centaur. Centaur?
I believe it is, yeah.
I don't know the difference, man.
Minotaur is a bull with legs that walks with human hands. Centaur is a dude with a horse body, right?
I don't fucking know.
So Banks is like the best player on the team, right?
Yeah.
Where's the wood at in this?
You know, stadium made of wood.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mr. Tibbles.
They can't, like... They really called him Mr. Tibbles?
Yeah, that's his name.
Oh, I have a cheeseburger, fries, and
chocolate. He has brain damage.
This is the 90s, too, dude. A concussion. You're just like, oh, you just wake him up.
Get out there.
Wake him up through the night sometimes.
Get out there. Keep coaching. Mm-hmm. What's Goldberg doing?
He's getting handsy.
Me too on her.
Oh, no. Oh, Emilio's already feeling her for sure.
Yeah. Is this skull and crossbones with hockey sticks?
Yep.
Get away from me. Holy shit! Zeppelin shirt?
Yeah. Led Zeppelin. What is on that Led Zeppelin shirt, though? It's like that, like a skeleton?
Looks like a Guns N' Roses Led Zeppelin shirt.
They probably made it.
Disney made it?
Yeah.
Fulton would like Led Zeppelin.
Is that Natalie Portman?
Yeah, it kind of looks like her, but it's. I don't think it is.
Who's fingering me?
Oh, no.
Why do they always assume it was the fat kid when they smell a fart, man?
That's Portman, dude.
Everyone has a
Goldberg. Bubble. Goldberg.
You are a team.
It was probably Connie, man.
You have to work one. And that was one. Skate. Everyone goes their own way, everyone falls down. I get up and try it again.
All of you move to your right, now.
Natalie Portman is not in this.
Damn it. That looks like her. I kind of knew it wasn't her, I think.
You guys can argue all you want, but I'm not untying you until you move as one. Communication! That's it!
They need to communicate, so he ties them all together in some sort of duck's blob.
And now they're not even communicating. He's just telling them what to do.
Basically, the lesson is just...
Bombay's tired of being out there at
this
point.
Just fucking listen to me.
Notice they changed their uniforms already.
Red, white, and blue, baby. Hockey can also be fun.
That's what Bombay learned last movie.
Let's work together. Yeah, he likes this dude a lot.
They're having fun.
So how can I mix in my BDSM with fucking these kids?
They're just having fun, man. Now they're line dancing on the ice. On skates. I feel like that would be hard.
That is like the line dance, too.
Like the standard, yeah. Like... You know, I would have no idea there's more line dances because Hollywood only uses this line dance.
It's the only one you see. Emilio. Nope.
No more, guys. Nope.
I'm off the ice. Going to my trailer. I got to do coke. How is shitting on him? He's just excited.
Kids are fucking...
You fucking retard!
They're not having him, man. They're done with him.
I mean, those are slick, though.
Those USA jerseys.
What's this fucking racist kid in the front?
What kid?
What? The white kid with the fucking Mandela cap on.
What?
You'll see him. He's right there.
People wore shit like that all the time in the 90s.
He wore that the last movie.
I just don't know. We're ducks, man.
Why is Charlie being a buzzkill?
Yeah, he's really being a real bitch here.
Charlie, where's your mom?
Like, that's such a cunt thing to be, like, pissed about. Like,
we're the ducks.
We're the ducks. I didn't come to play United States hockey for the United States.
Well, Charlie, you give me a huge contract.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about being the USA Ducks.
Just put the fucking jersey on.
Charlie? They get sweet track suits.
Yeah.
Right. Various city states waved their flags and wore their home colors proudly.
Did America always dominate?
Yes.
No.
Thank you, Cody. I'm glad you're in this class.
America is still young, still forming its own identity. America is a teenager. Like you.
Like this? In 20 years, it'll be on the cusp of fucking shutting down. She had inverted cross fucking earrings.
What?
She did, dude.
That's awesome.
That's an Easter egg, man.
Yeah. It's just super.
I just turned him upside down. Without fucking hurt you, Disney.
You guys ever luge on skateboards back in the day? Like,
yeah.
On driveways and shit?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy, though, too. Remember Chuck's house on Honey Creek?
I never did it over there.
We did.
He had a driveway over there.
It was fucking...
His driveway was
one of the dumbest things we ever did.
Yeah, that's a crazy driveway, man.
I think one time we put, like, somebody in a box and sent them down the skateboard, and they got, like, sucked under the skateboard, and, like... Something bad happened. It's hard to tell now.
It's never quite
memory,
the same sense.
My memory's not the best.
That person was never quite the same.
You know, I was trying to remember, why did I blow the snot rocket at Peabody's? Would they not serve me?
Right, because the bar was closed and they were trying to get everyone to leave.
Right, so they...
What did you do?
He just shot a snot rocket on the bar that the bartender had just got done wiping down.
She had, like, just cleaned it. It was like, you can't have any more beer. And I was just like...
I see.
She still didn't kick you out.
Still didn't get kicked out.
Oh, I thought that...
Still didn't get kicked out.
I was sure that would have happened, right?
Oh, for sure. I think I was like, oh, sorry. Y'all suck, dude!
I love that he just shows up and talks shit to everybody.
Starts talking, man.
What's crazy is, like, I always thought that Fulton created a knuckle puck, but it's not him.
No, man, it's fucking...
It's Keenan.
Keenan
McKee.
What are these jerseys?
Trinidad Tobago.
Dude.
He dissed you bad, G. Fuck yeah.
Bash Bros...
And you see heaven.
So they just clean up.
Couple on illegal hits here. Well, that guy had the puck. Fuck that guy. I think it's Trinidad and Tobago, right? That's what I don't know. They just fucking.
So now they're getting along.
They're the Bash Brothers, dude. That's awesome.
Is that Jan? Or is that an executive?
Those were Hendrix? Three Jews. Makes it worse when you get something.
I was trying to figure out what Banks was so sad about.
Because he's a bitch, dude. He has no place on his team.
He's really good, though.
I think he's got pill problems.
Banks?
Look at his eyes, dude. He's got bags under his eyes, dude. What the fuck? It is trying to have Tobago.
Ah.
Just put him in tie-dye and fucking like, yeah, I have the culture of dreadlocks. Oh.
Whoa.
He's got blue fucking bottoms.
He did. So Team USA killed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Team USA hot.
That's not the right blue.
No, it's a really dumb looking blue.
That's 90s blue.
Here comes the Iceland coach to talk shit.
During the press conference?
Oh, he fucking ruined it.
Does he show up?
Yeah. See you on the ice. Or some shit like that.
How does it feel competing on international level here in Los Angeles?
Why is there such a big press conference for this Junior Olympics
team? Big deal, man.
Iceland are the heavy favorite. Their coach is already guaranteed victory. How are you going to handle?
Hard work.
Man, check out their sweet Hendrix hats.
Oh shit, dude!
This is like diehard villain level here.
Team USA, we're going all the way.
It's good, Bombay.
Oh, funny, Gordon, because I think I butt fuck you.
Who's
this fucking guy?
Stanson.
Stanson. Wolf the dentist Stanson. Damn right.
He punched out his own coach?
Yeah, you're not American, sir.
You can't be here,
you
sir.
You don't have our rights.
So they're trying to kick him out of the press conference, and he... I want you, Bombay!
Yeah. Why is everyone shitting on, like...
Sponsorship?
Yeah, mascots are part of sports now?
I thought you were for real.
Oh, I figured...
I thought you were the Bombay.
I think I'll close my pussy up. You play for the fucking Mighty Ducks.
This'll do.
This is alright. That fucking stupid 90s LA door.
whoa. What a perfect place for me and myself.
They don't need me 24 hours a day. I'm sure they're just fine in the dorms.
Oh, man. Bombay's changing, dude.
Yep. Mascots. Sponsorships.
We got mascots now.
Your own apartment. Like, this guy's a real dickhead.
You're not going to be banging the team anymore. That's why they got him out there.
They
dude.
Have to keep him away from the team.
The kids, we got to put some distance between
the
guys.
Kids were like, he keeps fucking us.
Corn weaver? Rumors. Yeah.
No, no.
No, it's a game.
I'm Bombay.
I'm Bombay. I don't mean it. I love him.
Getting all Michael Jackson in this movie.
You think he did it?
Yes,
I do.
Yes. I do too. Did it ruin his music for you?
I mean, I never really liked his music to begin with.
Dirty Diana's a great fucking song, dude.
But he definitely did something, right?
For sure. Did you watch Leaving Neverland?
No, I'm afraid to.
You should be afraid to.
You should watch it, but like
it's like
it's a difficult watch.
Check out that Nirvana poster.
A fucking cover.
Check out that GNR shirt.
Do they just have guitar pedals like for alarm clocks?
Yeah, dude.
They just have some like fucking.
It's that ultra distortion or metal zone pedal.
The DOD or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh god. This is a fuzz. Everyone had a fuzz pedal.
And these, look at these dorks. Yeah. They have their own room.
Yeah, of course.
Because they party too hard. Yeah. I don't know. They just like start waking up and playing air guitar. And can you just keep them separate from us?
Oh, my boner.
He just ran right into it.
That's right. You play well.
I'm a lotto.
Have you seen my highlights now? I have this shot called Triple Beak. I'd love to show you.
Is this
sometime.
His girlfriend or just their trainer?
This is their, like, I don't know.
Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Talking to the enemy, I see.
You have a way with the ladies?
I have a way with your fuck mouth. He's so much bigger than Emilio.
What if he just, like, punched Emilio? Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, cut!
What if he was just that much of a piece of shit? He doesn't like the way that Emilio just brushes him off.
Fuck that guy, dude.
He's a prick.
I kind of like him.
Wolf? You like Wolf?
You play to win, man. Play to win.
So, like, Emilio's just like, whoa, what's up, man? Hendrix.
Yeah, you got fat pain, dude.
And this guy's just like, Iceland, we will crush you.
You got paid and made fucking a door or whatever.
You have your flat apartment.
Where's
Steve?
Where's Steve? Hey, Parson!
Bum 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 bum.
Damn.
Got him.
Yeah! What shit country is that?
I don't know.
I think it's Italy based off of all of Goldberg's racist comments he made.
It is Italy.
Goldberg being Goldberg.
Why do they just give him a green jersey?
I think it's their color, right?
Just green?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, the photo shoot.
Oh, man. This is a good montage.
This is Bombay. So there's just hot chicks and jerseys.
Yep.
Hey, I'm Bombay.
Nice to meet me.
Yeah, it's Jenna Fisher.
No way. Is she in the Ducks? She probably won't even be listed if I look it up.
Wouldn't be. What the fuck?
Dude, did he take them all back to his apartment?
No, they're not teenage boys.
I don't think Bombay's.
What's that giant slice of mozzarella? Way too big of a slice of cheese, man.
It's a lot of cheese.
Is that what it is? Is it whipped cream?
I don't know. Like I wasn't tomatoes. There.
Dude, Alabama Slammers. It's the guy from fucking Wedding Singer.
Yep, sure is.
Holy
shit. That must have felt like shit.
Holy shit, Cam Neely, fucking Chris Chelios. Christy Yamaguchi.
Hey, I'm Bombay.
Kareem?
Dude. It's tall. What it is, it's a loafer. I'll call it
the Air Bombay Loafer. God damn it.
The Air Bombay Loafer? I would wear that at work.
He's trying to sell to kids.
No.
Yeah.
It's for professionals.
No, Kareem goes, you think kids want to coach?
Yeah.
Rodeo Drive. It's Rodeo. Past 65th, we call it Rodeo.
So they're just walking around L.A.
Yes. Yeah, man.
RoboCop car.
Hi, we'd like 4 burgers, 4 fries, and what do you guys want to drink? You can't get
out! Dude, that guy was so mad.
They're fucking...
I'm sure Aaron will be very upset to hear we were treated with such disrespect.
Aaron Spelling?
No, Hank Aaron. Of course Aaron Spelling.
Now, I want you to make yourselves comfortable.
What's with the Aaron Spelling fucking drop?
I don't know. That's it's the 90s,
weird. That's
dude.
Fucking weird.
It's the 90s. Didn't he like rule the 90s?
90210.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get some fucking orange juice and buy some Yeezys.
Here's a glass of orange juice. Typically, we serve champagne.
No. Team USA Hockey. You guys are just great. Oh, thanks.
We watch the Junior Olympic
games. Yeah.
No
two
problem.
Two old ass white women.
Airy, it is summer after all. I'm going to show you my private coach.
So now they're just getting a fashion show, correct?
Yeah, and they're all getting their first fucking cum stains. Bum, 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 bum. Is this the B-52s?
Yeah.
I wonder how weird these fucking guys feel recording songs. This guy's just bomb, bomb, bomb.
I can picture them just laughing at themselves a lot, right?
I would hope so.
You can't, like...
I'm looking for something that shows more, butthole. Is that the Matrix lady?
No.
Trudy. Trinity.
Trinity.
Trudy.
Trudy. I feel like
Trudy.
Trudy. Trudy would have been better.
This is Trudy. Can you picture like Keanu saying...
Have you watched The Matrix in a while?
Yeah. I recently...
It's scary.
It's really good.
It's fucking scary.
I recently started watching it again. So I'm like halfway through the second one right now.
It's a bummer, dude.
It is different watching it now.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
We'll talk about it then.
It's like, fuck, it's a fucking girl came to see me.
I
want to
play. When am I going to get my chance?
Who did Bombay wish walked in the door? Cody.
Charlie? Yeah, Charlie stays quiet, dude.
Because he's so grown up.
His mom, it just doesn't even come into the play in this movie.
His mom doesn't even know he's gone.
What if Charlie's having a good summer?
He killed her and fucking Bombay adopted him.
I don't think Bombay would adopt...
Get out of here.
Charlie.
Well, it wasn't like a... That voice to man.
Dude. the pursuit.
Okay, can I smell your socks?
No? That was a good one.
Must be your poontang.
Dude, he has a Led Zeppelin patch on his jean jacket. So he's hanging out with the Icelandic girl.
Greenland is cold.
Greenland is cold. So she's like the trainer, right?
I think so.
Yeah. With very small hands.
Do you think she told the other coach that she's going out of Bombay right now? Look at this. She's in Iceland shit. What's he doing with her? Great coach, you got. Dude.
Dude. You lose the enforcers, you lose your whole fucking team, dude.
So, basically, enforcers don't believe in Bombay anymore.
Now they're fucked.
Are they going to go out there and
they're not going to fucking
kill someone for them?
Hell no.
Look at his slick hair, dude.
I think he gained 40 pounds.
It's that ice cream, dude.
Yeah.
What'd
you do?
Well, I'm just watching TV. Got to bed early. But not without a little dessert, right?
Maybe some ice cream.
You
fuck.
And Bombay didn't even think about it.
No, man.
It's like, how do they know exactly what I did?
I would say, hey, these two teenagers, sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up. I'll have ice cream with all the fucking girls I want to, you little fucks.
Sit the fuck down.
God, take your fucking jerseys off. You're both not playing. I'm going to talk about my fucking life.
That's how you run things, man.
Yeah, I'm coach. You're a little fuck boys playing hockey. Iceland gets cold as shit, too, doesn't it?
Probably, man.
I thought that was Greenland.
Well, they have wintertime. Like, Ohio gets cold as shit. So Iceland.
Well, it's so far north, so it'd have to be cold as shit, right?
I think it gets cold as fuck a lot. I don't know much about shit, though.
So they're about to kill this Team USA.
The fuck did he say to Abraham?
He said, this isn't basketball, you jigaboo. Oh, shit, dude. You hit the ref, dude. Fuck you, fuck my mom, fuck Coach Bombay. I don't know what he said to that kid, though. Something mean.
It's probably not the mean thing that you...
No, mine.
...assumed he said.
Uber Javik?
Damn, dude. That was a burn.
Also, like, who is this kid that he's just showing up to all these games by himself?
Right? It's like a Make-A-Wish kid.
He just loves the Junior Olympics, man. Junior Goodwill Games, rather.
Is he eating leather?
No, dude. He's doing yawn stuff.
His mouth was full.
I think he was just eating potato chips.
Dude, they're getting smoked. Nice stop, Goldberg. There's Charlie.
It's Banks,
Adam,
right?
Banks, man.
Adam Banks.
The cake eater himself.
Cake eater. Why even give him the puck if you can't fucking stop? So he can just score at will, but we don't play him.
I guess. I don't know.
Ah.
They fuck him up.
And they just destroy him.
Oh, don't look, cuz.
No, I'm dead.
Jesus, dude.
Tearing it up, man.
Getting destroyed.
Ducks are done, dude.
Is it only, is it only 3-0?
Can you pass me another one? Beer shit in the woods?
Does a beer shit in the woods?
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty sure it does.
Dope shit in the woods?
Oh, speaking of the Pope, if you donated to the church in France, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, man. Why would I donate to the church in France?
About, they made like $60 billion in like 72 hours or something like that.
Why?
Because I guess the Catholic Church doesn't have enough money already. I don't know.
But they sell all those boys off.
Right. And they have so much money already.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Why? Because it's a cathedral and people are sad?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I'm sorry, boys, but can you help me with my...
What did they say to her?
No. Told her not break a nail.
Oh.
I'm going to dick rocks them both.
Now, see, I like this.
Yep.
Immediately, no shit.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's my first opportunity. My first opportunity to play. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So is this the first time Fulton has had his shot stopped?
Yeah. And I think this kid's hand is fucked.
So what do they do? They just put a shot in his hand so he doesn't feel anything for the rest of the game?
Nice. Is that Banks?
Yeah, dude. It's Banks, dude. Banks he's the best player.
He's phenomenal. Drops it in, too. Holy shit.
That's why, that's why there was such controversy about him.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, they killed...
Who's that 40-year-old man?
He was much taller than him.
Dude, I forgot all about that. He keeps playing, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't they break his wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, his wrist is done. Yeah, that guy has, like, highlights.
He's in the crowd now.
What shirt is he wearing?
I want you!
Just let him climb over there and see what happens. Yeah, I do need a new stick.
Yeah, thank you.
I did break that.
I did break that
on that kid's arm. Thank you.
In this exhibition game. Ooh. 12-1, dude.
It was seriously 12-1.
That's one of the worst beatings you can get in a hockey game.
Damn it. Bombay's pissed, man. Why do they have similar hairstyles now?
Bombay's taken after him.
Mm-hmm. He admires him.
He admires him.
And he fears him.
So I must become him. Like Face Off.
Yeah, fear. What is this? That's like a fucking saying, isn't it? Become what you fear.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
It's different words. Maybe a whole different saying. He lost one fucking game to, like...
This is corporate America, dude. You have to be a winner 100% of the time.
Well, how much of my contract do I get? Because I really couldn't give a fuck less after that.
There's probably a stipulation. You have to coach one full year. And then... I mean, we can get rid of you at any point, though. Then your contract's null.
Well, then tonight you start doing a shit ton of coke.
Dude, look at his hair. He's already doing coke. You want to do more?
Yeah.
You guys were brought here to play hockey. What about you? What about me, Jesse?
Coach Stanson knew everything about us. They were ready for us.
Yeah, and you spent your time driving around in convertibles talking to all the sponsor fools. Or hanging with the Iceland League.
Whoa. So if your coach and these two shits come out at you like
me?
That.
You come at me this way?
What do you do?
Take the two fucking bash pillars and I bash their fucking skulls
in front of the whole team.
Yeah. I say, any more questions?
Now they're dead.
Yeah.
Look what they did to themselves.
You guys made me do this. Backskate. Let's go, you fucks. We're gonna talk shit,
and now we're gonna.
Yeah,
now we're doing this.
Everybody having fun now? You guys want me to coach? This is how I coach.
You killed our team members. fuck you.
Hang them up from the goals.
Coach, this is bullshit. Charlie? Get the fuck away from
Charlie.
Me, Charlie.
I don't see any ducks here, Charlie. All I see is Team USA one loss away from elimination.
Whoa.
Woo! That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't ask your opinion. You little finger fairy. When I need...
You little finger... What?
You little finger fairy. Oh, no. Now they can't study.
No, coach.
No more skating.
No, coach.
No more hockey. Please.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's go.
His hair's back to normal.
Were we... What year was this again?
94.
So we're about these kids' ages, right?
Yeah.
I think we are, yes. You're in the showers? I think
I... Oh, sorry, you guys in here?
I think I'm buying into your theory now. Let me check the showers.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's wet.
Captain Blood?
You understand that? We win the gold, we go on to bigger things. Bigger things, that's right. Please, Gordon, it's a game.
They're not supposed to tell you my fingering name.
Fun, remember?
Why? So she's yelling at him because he's pushing them too hard?
Yep. Yeah.
But what's the point of being on this Team USA?
To have fun.
To have fun. This is the beginning.
You represent the USA.
Oh, this is the beginning of the cucking of America.
I don't think that's true.
Like, represent your country, but lose.
You can probably blame Disney for that.
Yeah.
Let me get back to punching you in the face.
Yeah. Schoolyard puck?
What's schoolyard puck?
You're about to find the fuck out.
Inline skates on the basketball court, man.
Get off me!
My little brother Russ here has been telling me that you guys have been choking big time.
Well, your brother's got a big mouth.
This ain't Minneapolis, bro.
Everyone's just like, okay, thank God. Thank God that went over well.
About to get murdered by Malik.
Hell yeah, dude. I forgot this song was in this movie.
Is this the where they learn to play hockey?
It's just like a team bonding experience.
It's where they learn how to play as a team, yeah.
Did the first movie have this moment, too? I can't remember.
I think this is like the skating through the mall scene.
The skating through the mall scene?
Well, the last one.
This is similar to this.
They're beating up the Bash Brothers, man.
Well, yeah, when you can skate better than them. All these guys can just skate better than any of them.
Just fascinating that everybody has so much equipment.
Do it, Charlie!
We're the national team. The national team would whoop the shit out of any group of fucking bullshit kids anywhere. I was playing with all them bullshit pucks with the rollers in it.
So we got the Minneapolis Ducks on the national team.
Yeah. And the other team looks like Thunderdome kids. Like,
I was thinking, like, they're very Mad Max.
Right.
You got
He's just cool with it.
Yeah.
He's like, this ain't my motherfucking car anyhow.
This is fine. This is fine. That happens every day.
Here you go, guys. What's in the bag, sir?
The knuckle puck.
There it is.
We have it, boys.
I think that's just a puck on a string.
No.
Yep.
So really, like, supposedly that shot drives goalies crazy.
Right.
It's literally just going in one line.
Right. So it should be easy as fuck to stop.
It's literally just doing this, really. Right. I don't know.
I think it's why you don't see anybody do it.
Oh, really? So people would do it in real life.
If it worked, yeah.
I'm just not sure that, I mean, you can see it coming at you. It doesn't really, like, go to the left or right or anything. It's going straight at you. So you just, like, knock it down,
yeah,
right?
Just catch it.
So they're teaching the figure skater how to play it?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Good, now you can punch someone in the face. Congrats.
I think you gotta throw a fist after you pull the shirt, though.
Yeah, but
I don't think that dude's throwing fists.
They can't promote that in a kid's movie.
Violence?
Why not?
I don't know, dude.
It wasn't that dude's car. Holy shit, you were right. That's fine, it's not my car.
Oh shit, here you go, boys.
Good job.
Look at all those fucking apples.
You ever see the Kardashian show?
Yeah.
They always have so much fucking fruit. That's where it started, dude.
Gordon Bombay.
Yeah, Gordon Bombay.
So, Kardashians watch D2, and there's like, we always need to have that number
so
of apples.
So much fruit, yeah.
I wonder how much of it actually gets eaten.
They
watch
so
the Kardashians.
Much. Me?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm married.
That's rough.
I watch that.
What are the worst shows you watch?
Kardashian's the worst one. I like Very Cavallari. Have you seen that?
What did you just say to me?
Yeah. It's on Entertainment Channel. It's the lady from Laguna
of course
Beach.
It's on E. I don't
she's,
even.
She's married to
what?
A
which form, lady?
Fuck.
Heidi?
No.
This is terrible.
No. Closer to Lauren than Heidi. I would say she's blonde, but they're all fucking blonde.
Those are like the only two that people cared about, right?
No. Maybe she's from the hills. Those girls are from the hills. This is Laguna Beach.
This is why our country is the way it is right now.
Wasn't the Hills a Laguna Beach spinoff?
Mm.
Yes, it was.
Because
they were in high school in Laguna Beach, and the Hills was after high
Kristen.
School.
What's the difference between Laguna Beach and the Hills?
They go from Laguna Beach to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's a little more inland. Anyway,
I'm confused.
Anyway, she's married to Jay Cutler, former Bears quarterback.
It's Bears.
Bears. It's amazing. Because he's amazing. He's just
like, God damn.
He just gets drunk and like walks out of the room. And they're just like, he's crazy. And he's just like...
He's just so funny.
He just gets wasted and just walks out of the room. Because
he hates everything that he's a part of right now.
Yeah.
He's it's probably like I miss Dinka.
They live in Nashville, and it's like super hard to be normal in a town.
No!
You're so used to the city.
Nashville is a city.
Right.
What
right.
The fuck are they talking
right.
about? It's just so hard.
It's just so hard. He's out there, dude, getting it.
Dude, so this is
reflecting.
Like...
This did you ever wear those roller buddy?
This is an
what,
exact...
No.
No,
dude.
Dude, I did.
I didn't wear anything for protection when I rollerbladed.
Well.
So remember the previous movie had that similar skating scenarios at
yeah.
night?
Yeah.
Where you'd go and think, I guess?
Yep.
Probably about Charlie, right?
I mean, yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, I know we're in a stadium and there's a ton of noise, but I'm glad you can hear me through these boards right now. Hey, fuckboy.
You're the ref. What are you doing?
Mister.
What did you say to me? I didn't say anything.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I said that out loud.
So Bombay never showed up.
He bailed,
and then random people can coach anything.
I don't remember why he bailed.
Who's this? Germany? Is this Deutschland? Is that a war eagle in their fucking shirt? It's got to be Germany.
I don't know. I'm
tired. We need to trade places.
What?
What is she talking?
Line change.
So she's learning how to coach hockey on the fly.
I would think the players would just be like, hey, we've been out here for like 35 seconds. Let's get off the ice.
Yeah.
I don't think
you think they would call it themselves.
Yes.
Because they've been playing for so long. It'd be like,
at a high level.
So
at a high level.
Look, we just need a coach. You can just sit there and we'll just.
Yeah. We just need you on the bench.
We know what to do, kind of. Well, but we get the duck call here.
Like, I don't think you would stay on the ice for, like, minutes upon minutes.
He's calling the ducks, and these new members have no fucking idea what he's doing.
What's this jackass doing? Does he have a butt plug in his mouth?
Is that a butt plug? What's happening? Shit. I think Fuller's right.
Did you just call a timeout by fucking blowing his duck call?
Oh shit.
Whoa.
Oh shit.
I don't think
Bombay. Have they had a relationship before that?
I don't think Bombay has ended up with any of these girls from these movies. Because D3, he goes back to being a lawyer.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He coaches the team, though.
No, he doesn't.
Who coaches the fucking team?
This new guy.
Then why do we.
Is he in it? Yeah.
The whole thing, or just like...
No, only certain parts.
What? He's just like, I'm done? I'm a fucking lawyer?
No, they just go to high school, so they, like, in this private school because their hockey abilities. So they get a scholarship, and that school has a coach in place.
Dude, that is a war.
It is Deutschland.
Fly V! Do it up! I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't like Bombay anymore.
Yeah.
So if you're the other team, wouldn't you just kill everyone?
Yeah.
Like right now.
This would never work.
I've heard of this before, but I've never seen it.
Right now, you just crush him. Like, if they didn't score, they have no one back on D. So, like, you're just fucked.
They're literally just hanging out and like
is that his like sister? Like, why is the trainer always with the head coach? And like,
what?
In Iceland.
I've had a lot of big distractions.
I have no idea. Dude.
I think she's just the trainer, man. I don't know.
Oh, just fucking starting.
Why would you light your own stand on fire?
Well, we're just starting barrel fucking fires outside of the fucking Coliseum. Burning cardboard in L.A. Yeah, right.
Dude, someone would be on his ass immediately.
Fuck, it's a different time.
So I ride by on
one. It's a different like, time.
You can't even have a fucking straw. You're not burning cardboard.
Someone just screeches their Segway to a halt. Like, what the fuck? Blows a whistle. Citizens arrest.
I'm filming you, man. This is not cool. Fresca, dude.
Don't take the acid, man.
So boomers are legal in Denver, boys. What do you think? Or decriminalize?
Yeah, which is it, then?
Decriminalize.
It's just decriminalize?
Yeah. What's this first
what
step?
What does that mean, though?
So, like...
It means if you get busted with them, you can't...
How much, though?
I don't know.
Probably eighth or quarter.
I mean, the first...
I mean, how much shrooms do you need on you?
Honestly, like... I don't see why they're illegal in the first place, but at the same time...
You gotta fucking
you
be
gotta.
You gotta be careful.
Exactly.
With anything. You gotta be careful with beer.
True. True.
You gotta be careful with fucking Pepsi, dude.
Now, I think recreational mushrooms seems crazy. But, like, medicinal shrooms, I think absolutely...
What's it going to help? Like depression? Or
yeah,
like, is that
say,
what
like,
they're saying?
PTSD and depression. But they also say like schizophrenia can also send you spiraling into your schizophrenia.
And doesn't, like, hallucinogens just, like, trigger that?
Not all the time, but you're going to get a hold of it if you want to anyhow. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. I don't know. I had a phenomenal time every time I did shrooms.
Here, let's find out.
You can't hold this fucking stick.
You bitch. He's like, all right, turn around. Spread your cheeks. Put this in your ass.
Leave him alone, Bombay.
Look at his eyes, dude. Look at this kid's eyes. That kid ain't right, dude. It's
what do you mean?
Cracked out.
No.
This is a Weinstein joint.
You're making it.
So are both the Weinsteins in trouble, or is it just excelling here, Harvey? I think it's just the one.
Yeah, right?
Who's the other one?
Bob.
What does he do?
They hate each other, though, don't they?
Do they? I have no idea.
I don't know anything about Bob.
I've heard a story. Who was it? Some comedian. One of his first jobs in L.A. was, like, to be, like, a security guard for them. And there's, like, a story of them screaming at each other in a room. And, like, Harvey had to change his suit because he sweated through so bad.
Because he was yelling so much?
Screaming at his brother so much.
Imagine yelling so much you have to change clothes because they're
this
so
This is the thing. I would never scream at my brothers that loud because I would fucking punch them in the face before I started screaming that much.
This is Hollywood, baby.
It's Hollywood, baby. We're fucking coming on trees and fucking screaming.
Yeah, dude. Lots of screaming.
Coming on trees?
Didn't they jerk off into a plant?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, really?
That's
a
thing.
Yeah, that's a legit story from someone's, like, testimony.
Yeah, he's like, he raped her and then pulled out and, like, blew it in a tree.
Something weird.
Something like that. Something like, a lot. Weird. I think that's a lot of the stories was, like, something he was coming on weird. Trees.
It was like a hotel plant or something.
Yeah. It's a nice hotel to have a plant in it.
I think, like, you know, like, the hotels they stay in, it's definitely decked out with, like, plants inside the suite.
Yeah. Do you still do the thing we used to do at hotels?
What thing?
You go in, turn the air conditioning all the way up, turn all the lights on, the TV on.
No, I haven't done
that. Well,
like,
when
time.
You leave?
Yeah, the whole time. Whole time.
I mean,
there.
Like,
I'm just burning energy, dude. Fucking full bore.
I mean,
air conditioning as low as I can go.
If I'm in a hotel,
turn the sink on. Everything. Dude.
I think I learned that behavior from you guys.
Fucking
so. Anytime
bore,
I'm in a hotel, I'm just like immediately just like low as it can go.
We went to Buffalo.
TV definitely on the whole time.
Yeah. The whole time. If the TV's
it's
not
never
on,
off.
I'm pissed if it's not on.
Lights all on.
Yep. Oh yeah. Every light. Every light. Just take the phone off.
I need multiple covers when I sleep.
Yes?
That's
oh,
how
yeah.
cold I
oh,
was.
Oh, yeah. You wake up with a sore throat because it's so fucking so cold in the room.
So that's where I learned it from.
I
was wondering why I did the things I did in hotel rooms.
We went to Buffalo and Laura's like, why are you turning everything on and fucking... Dad, just don't worry about it. This is how I stay in a hotel.
I'm not paying for this energy cost.
Yeah. This means nothing to me. Oh, shit. There he is. Wayne
no
fucking
way. Who was he playing for at this point in time?
L.A.
He sucks, dude.
What?
You're saying Gretzky sucks?
Yeah, obviously I'm kidding.
Look, Jan's in there!
Hell yeah, it's Gretzky, dude. He's like, fuck yeah, I'm getting this picture. For this stupid movie. Dude, I hate the blue on those starter coats, but I love starter.
Guys, this
isn't a hockey practice. This is a human.
They called him Captain Blood.
This is human centipede practice.
Tibbetts is there. Wasn't Tibbetts just like giving him a hard time for not winning?
Yeah,
he was.
Now he's just like all.
Hey, no, he's fucking butt fucking this guy.
Jan?
Oh, I haven't fucked a young man in so many years.
Oh, shit. He's dead.
That's how Tibbetts dies.
Where are these guys come from?
Oh, fuck.
Just out of the ice, out of nowhere.
We just materialized here for you, Bombay.
Take the red or the blue pill, sir. I pop your
no
bone.
Fun.
Test, my measly little friend.
This is ultimate villainy right here.
Why is the lady out there? Why are both trainers out there?
She's a school teacher. She's on a trainer.
Oh, yeah, fuck, she is just the tutor.
Yeah, I'm just a tutor. I'm just... Your trainer fights my trainer one day. I'm the school teacher. Sir.
They will eat each other's box until one of them dies. Are you ready, Bombay?
That's the only way we can decide this, Bombay. That's how I'm afraid.
That's how we play hockey in Iceland.
What's he say? I want to see that triple deke, dude.
I want to see that triple deke.
How's that fucking pussy ass knee you call a knee?
Yeah. Charlie told me what you did, Bombay.
Take this stick that has not been altered at all by us. I know you're fucking these kids, Bombay. I know.
Do I have to play one-on-one for
you? Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
Dude, Bombay's not even wearing a track jacket.
They're just playing on a full-blown fucking net, though, too. Like, that's not fair. Oh, shit. Bombay, you fucking pussy.
That trainer, like, switched pretty hard on Bombay.
Yeah,
fast.
Like,
so
she was... She's
clearly,
a plot, right?
He clearly didn't perform that night.
Well, I think he used her, like, to, like...
Well, she used him, too, because the kids were like, they fucking knew everything about our team. Like, they knew everything we were going to do. She was a mole, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Dude.
It was her
the
spot.
Whole time.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't put that in the storyline. Like, more, like, make it obvious that she was, like, fucking for details.
He told him that wasn't even his triple deke.
Yeah, it's like, dude, that's not even my triple deke. Oh, shit, son! I fucked your girlfriend and I don't even like full-grown women. Oh, bro.
He had to take a cheap shot to beat Bombay, dude.
You gotta get up and fist fight the guy, right?
Right?
Something.
Unless you're crippled.
Why isn't the whole team just
fighting each other
right now?
Yeah. Yeah, line brawl.
Get fat.
Oh my god, this is intense.
Stunts on the dude,
this is so much better than the first one.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
So much better. How is this rated lower? Did you ever do the Amazon review for MVP?
I think I forgot.
I did it. I gave it a 1.
Did you?
Yeah.
Come on, a monkey.
Come on, a monkey.
Damn, dude.
Just like that.
Mighty Ducks is only 3% higher than D2.
I'm sorry, but we already have a 4 Oscar.
I think that's... People are wrong. I think people mistake...
I can't believe it's 20 percentile range.
I think people mistake parts of this movie to be in the first one. Like the knuckle puck.
I mean, I did.
Like the knuckle puck and shit. Yeah.
Let me do you.
Do you think they fuck?
No, not those two boys, no. Him, yeah.
So, do you think
Bombay?
It's weird? Do you think it's weird that Bombay let Charlie give up his spot for Banks? Like, as a coach?
Not at all, because
I don't know. What
Banks,
do you do?
Banks
I don't
is
know.
A clear Let's... decision.
If Banks wanted to quit, I guess if he's quitting...
No,
Banks is coming back.
Banks is back.
His arm's
no, I mean, if Conway wants to quit like that, easy,
yeah. All right,
they need a spot.
Yeah, I mean, Banks is the best player. If no one had offered, I'd kick the knuckle puck kid off because he joined late, and I would just be like, "That's the way it goes."
But he's got that trick shot, though.
I gotta say, it's a tough.
The knuckle puck kid started to take his jersey off, and
Charlie was
like, "I'll fucking do it."
Yeah. Well, Charlie's a fucking bitch.
We know this.
How does his mom not come to any of these games? She was like a main
this
character.
This is L.A. She's on a...
Oh, shit. Whoa. Fuck you.
They're so much bigger. Bigger, faster, stronger, harder.
Damn it, dude. They're growing big in those.
That guy has to be dead, right?
Yeah, he got hit in the throat.
You can't do that to the goalie, right?
For sure not. Oh, I still almost had it, man. That's, yeah, that's...
Like, they would have called that.
Oh, big boy. Icelandia. That's what that sign says back there. Did you have
big boy.
Did you have a freaky dream, Brad?
Can't stop my puck, big boy. Fuck you!
School teacher's just an assistant
coach. I don't know.
She's
like,
just an assistant coach now.
I think this is a much stronger villain than the first movie.
Yeah. He's evil. First guy was just kind of a dickhead.
Yeah. It's pretty much
a classic Midwest dickhead.
Yeah, just just a dickhead. Hey, Bombay, fucking still sucking dick? Or...
Let me flip my collar here.
And you're still
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, you still sucking shootouts or what? Knuckle suck time.
I mean, if you have to take that long to set up a shot, you're going to get killed.
Yeah. Yeah. What's crazy is like...
Damn, dude. They're going
to be
screamed.
The girl hasn't played at all.
No, man.
But right she's now. The better goalie. I don't understand this.
Right. What they put their the I'm not I won't say it.
See, he gets it.
Yep, he knows.
So is Charlie like coaching with yeah. Bombay?
Coaching, dating.
I'm wondering where the other assistant coach is from the first one.
Who is that?
The limo driver.
Oh, God. The dude from Lost?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. Why have refs?
Hey, ref, you fucking cop.
Hey, ref, come on. Come on. We're fucking guys Martin Sheen, you fucking queer. Oh. What are you going to do, Ho Chi Minh? That's all a Peter Nall joke.
But Banks is okay.
There's no pad. You're wearing tape, you dickhead. He looks methed out to me, man.
Banks?
Yes.
What do we look? What he looks like now? He probably doesn't look as methed out as Goldberg does.
No, Goldberg looks so bad because he's legitimately methed out.
Oh, dude, they're doing the wave.
I get down with the wave at sporting events.
Pretty fun, yeah.
If you're there, why wouldn't you?
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Killed.
I don't know about that hit either. Like a good violent hit, but there's rules still.
None of these hits have been, you know.
I'll just straighten his back. Penalty shot? They'll get a call. They get a goal in that?
Yeah, they. I guess
they
got a goal, man.
Shitting
even
me.
Though the net moved.
Jesus Christ! Oy vey. I don't like the blue, man. It's bothering me. The jerseys are the right blue.
Maybe it's just the material that they use for the jacket.
What do you think so many flags are that line blue?
Dude, we got this sick flying V happening right now. Yeah. Just kill him.
It just gets murdered. Straight murdered.
Now it's like...
Flying V. Fucking Goldberg sucks, dude.
Get him out. Goldberger out.
Yeah, you can't do it, bud.
mistaken that the Team USA, they are completely dominating this
game. Iceland.
That was only the first period.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's the score?
4-0.
Fuck my ass. Wait, did he say oy vey?
Yeah.
I don't know. Immediately just killed him.
The refs aren't wearing helmets either. They're fucking just true badasses.
And they can just
decide
to go in whenever they want. Here we go. Let's go get them.
Nobody tells them.
Ooh.
Don't you know that everything's on fire?
Okay. They're just playing air. They're just playing guitar with their sticks.
Dude, that dude is tiny.
This is the figure skater, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna fight one of these guys too.
Oh.
Fucking 720.
Whoa.
Woo for woo.
Three goals down. Here we go.
3-1?
No, we're 3 goals down right now.
He's called a pussy?
Yeah, I think so.
He fights a goalie?
Yeah, man. Goalie came after him.
Well, good job for getting your first goal and then taking a fucking 5-minute penalty. Asshole.
Come on!
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. 2 minutes for fighting? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Bash Bros! Wow. The whole crowd loses it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah! Kill him!
Come on, dickheads, put your helmets on!
Come on!
Okay. Oh, shit.
They're all trying to kill him.
Oh, they're going too.
So what, they would be down 3 players then?
And if they got misconduct, that's 10 minutes each, and they're out of the game.
Destroy!
I watch you. I'll protect you.
I've been watching you.
That's the first time she's played, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is she on the fucking team?
I thought she was with that one dude.
Yeah. He wore that racist hat and she dumped him. But she's about to get crushed. Why can't she? She's by herself. Get the fucking puck out of there.
She's been in that corner for a long time.
Yeah.
Why? What penalty would this be?
Never playing again. Suspended forever.
A fucking lasso? You're fucking gone, dude.
Yeah, forever. You're done. Yeah. You're done. Like that commercial with the walrus. Like,
oh, the walrus! You kidding me?
Thank you, Dwayne, but I'm no lady. I'm a duck!
So she's a duck.
She identifies as a duck, Stefan.
Very good.
The whole team is in the penalty box now.
Well, Charlie, I guess you need to get your pads back on, because, like, half our team just got thrown
out. Suit up, you son of a bitch.
Y'all want to see my nutsack? Woo! Woo! That was the second period, right?
Yep.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
That was just the second period,
man. That was a 10-second period.
They're still 3 points up, and we're 1 period away from defeat.
Hope you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Well, if we can't beat them, we might as well keep on crying.
Jesse, that's not pride. Sure, when Dwayne roped that big old part of me cheered. But Dad, I've been there. I know.
I've roped a man in a hockey game before. I had to do that.
I had to.
Really, really,
and we lost.
That cheap shot. But you know what?
Man.
My knee will heal. And if I become someone I'm not, if I sink to their level, I lost more than my knee. You understand?
I've lost my ass.
Dude, she wants him so bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're not goons. We're not bullies. No matter what people say or do, we have to be ourselves. You. Who are you? Dean Porter? From where? Chicago, Illinois?
I'm with Dean Porter.
Yeah.
How do you become such a dork all of a sudden? Hey, dork.
Dean Porter.
Your name's Dean?
He wears a lot of Phillies.
How's he from fucking Philly when he's living in Minnesota?
They moved.
They skated to his restaurant.
Yeah.
From Philly to fucking.
Then you're not from fucking.
They relocated the family to Minneapolis.
I don't know, man.
I'm Gordon Bombay.
Prove this message.
I'm God. We are ducks.
I taught Gordon how to fuck kids.
No, not ducks fly together.
When the rooster's crowing.
Fuck you, dork. Dude, that cowboy dude would definitely be a MAGA kid.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure, man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. And this made an NHL team. Yep. This right here. That's insane.
That jersey.
That's a cool logo, man.
It's that fucking jersey. Better. I think they should wear it to this day.
It spawned like an animated television show.
Well, we'll be watching that on this. You can get all the episodes on the YouTube.
I feel like I watched it.
I definitely
when it was out.
I definitely did. It's also a good cartoon that had. Do you remember this? Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky, and
yeah, yeah. Oh shit! What was that show called? That show was awesome.
And Michael Jordan, I think, wasn't the other one, wasn't it? Or was it Larry Bird? It was Michael Jordan on it?
I think Larry Bird was in it too. Bo Jackson definitely was.
And Wayne Gretzky definitely was too. It's called like Super All Star Super Hero Sports Stars.
How do all these people know about the quacking?
I don't know if you know this, but the District 5 Minnesota
District 5
District 5.
Oh shit, they're back to District 5 again. Fuck yeah,
Minnesota fucking hockey team's here.
Oh my god.
That'd be like,
you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Be like if the Lucas,
they're in LA. Like, no one gives a fuck about District 5 in LA.
It's like the Lucas Cubs winning a game and people knowing about it across the whole country.
I think he's gonna say Jurassic Park.
Who did?
Just a fucking kid in the front row.
What do you have?
A Jurassic Park shirt on.
That movie's half borderline horror movie. Have we talked about that
before?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Notice we get a Queen song.
Oh, yeah. You
that's big money, dude.
Whoa, that kid got killed.
It is really crazy that they made an NHL franchise off this fucking movie.
They're even playing in the Anaheim Arena right now, too.
It's just fucking crazy.
So is there checking in college?
Yeah, there's checking. And everyone else.
To that degree, though?
People get away with shit.
Are they allowed to change uniforms halfway through a game?
I don't know.
They're forced to, actually.
They're forced to.
It's called the Mighty Duck Rule.
That's like some slow motion hockey.
God, they're fucking retarded.
Sorry.
Did you see that puck handling? It was fucking piss poor, dude.
I gotta get a more solid table. This one folds up, dude.
This table's fine, man.
I got a reinforcement. Reinforce, like, a put a thing over
it. With your fucking boner, dude.
You can reinforce, like, that much of it.
Bro.
Dos Budweiser's.
Two of them?
Whoa.
There's a Miller Lite on top. Does anybody want it?
I'll take it.
I'll take a Miller Lite. It looks like a Miller Lite. God, see.
Under the leg. Fuck you.
Yawn.
Tell you what, the cooler with the ice in it over there is the way to go.
Yep. You're just fine-tuning things.
Dude, that is good. I haven't had a fucking Krudweiser in a minute. That ain't bad.
Steve Weiser, man.
Red, white, and Anheuser. Diesel.
Is that Banks?
It's Buzz for you. Man, that's the fucking... he's nailed that name, dude.
Oh!
Snowed him, too, dude. Them's fighting words. Oh, someone's got fuck that kid up. You can't do that. That's disrespect.
They're standing there. They're not doing anything, man.
Dude,
this is Iceland. They should have killed
you
them.
Just got fucked up, man.
They got bitched.
You're
out.
Iceland. Wouldn't you just kill them?
Goldberg's helmet is badass.
Fuck yeah, it is. I don't know, coach.
I think he's going to do the knuckle puck. You think so?
Yes.
No, man. He's going to do the slap shot.
256? That's a good number.
No.
He didn't do shit. Tons of illegal hits everywhere.
What's Bombay planning?
Well, Charlie's going to draw that. Nope. Wait a second.
What?
He got a whole new hockey helmet in intermission.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome, too.
Who?
Where it says Mighty Ducks under his chin.
Yeah, did Johan bring it?
Yeah, I think
Johan.
So.
What's his name?
Johan.
Same thing. Double Zero? Who the fuck is Double Zero?
Banks. I don't know.
No, the lady. The lady is. Or no, the lady's boyfriend. The goalie!
I don't think this would be legal, right?
It wouldn't work, but yeah, also no.
It was coming straight at me. I got confused.
I had to move over to the side and let it go straight in. It's coming straight at me.
What do you want me to do? It's coming straight at me.
I had a helmet on in fucking full gear. Would you want me to stop it?
Would you want me to stand in front of the goal or something?
You think I'm a fucking goalie?
Who would want to get hit with a puck?
They won.
Time.
Oh, we get
no.
A shootout,
a shootout, dude.
Who's going to do the triple deke to win it?
Gordon.
Gordon Bombay. I will make
it. He takes his helmet off and it's him.
It's Gordon Bombay!
It's me.
Wonderful C is triple deke.
I ate cheap shit.
Dude.
It's true.
Imagine that front page headline that Jan will frame.
Strokes him. Stroked him.
Did that girl goalie get to play at all?
No, she punched some.
She
dudes.
Came in and dick fucking whacked those dudes and got kicked out.
And that's it, huh?
That was it.
They weren't having it after
See,
that.
My memory remembers her playing more, too.
Me too. Yeah, for sure. Like, why even, like, play up the fact that she's a really good goalie?
So that she has respect. Yeah, that is funny.
This bullshit.
This new age. Who the fuck is Robertson?
The cowboy kid.
Oh.
Yeah, see, your fucking bullshit didn't work.
Damn, that was bold. That worked.
All tied up.
Should
have
been in your boot, pussy.
Gotcha.
My arm's okay.
Cake eater. He won it in the first one, didn't he?
No, he got killed.
Yeah.
The Hawks took him out, remember?
Yeah, he got a concussion.
Because he wasn't a Hawk anymore.
Who won the first game?
Well, Charlie did.
Charlie did.
He told him to do the triple deke, remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
Listen to this music, by the way.
Very triumphant.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Triple D. So anticlimactic.
They can't believe it.
You don't want to be decapitated.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going in.
So this is her only playing, is stopping this fucking shot.
To win the game. They were like, fuck, we have to use her character.
Get the fuck out of the way, Goldberg.
I don't even know if that's legal.
Changing a goalie during a shootout?
Right.
Interesting. Never thought about that.
Who knows?
I don't know that for sure. I don't think it is, though. Like, just because, I don't think you can. She just took his helmet. He just goes stick side and scores.
You went glove side.
Everyone saw it. Everyone's watching you.
He hit it really fast.
Checo.
Oh, motherfucker!
Ducks win.
So it's not no longer Team USA.
It's the Ducks.
It's the Ducks.
I think
no one in that arena knows who the fuck the Ducks are.
They do now, Stephen. They fucking know right now.
I'm fairly certain Keenan's older brother in this movie is wearing a Cleveland Indians like Negro League hat.
Really?
Yeah. Like the white brim on the bottom, or like when Satchel Paige played for the Indians.
Just
pretty cool if he was.
Fuck yeah, it would be. I don't think it was Negro League. I think it was like right when like a bunch of black dudes got to play baseball is what I meant.
Ooh.
Lost for yourself. I knew it was what he was
saying. Man.
No, you did. Let's go shake their hands.
Do you think he went to shake Warren Bombay's hand?
Him? The coach?
The coach.
No, I don't think he does. I don't think he goes out at all.
You think he just goes out there and like spits in his hand?
Thanks, Gunner. I don't think he goes out. Oh, shit. Here you go.
Good job. Thanks, Wolf. We'll see you again.
Wouldn't you go tell him to like fuck himself?
Yeah.
Lick my rim, Wolf.
All of a sudden, Goran Bombay grabs someone's stick and smacks him in the leg.
Keesh.
Starts beating the piss out of him, like,
there's
on the ice.
Something about Charlie, I just don't fucking like the kid.
He's just really enthusiastic, man.
He's kind of like a buzzkill, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, on Bombay's shit about, you know, getting sponsorship.
Yeah.
For the fucking Goodwill games. Who gives a fuck?
Well, he's happy now. There's the Ducks again.
I don't fucking like
it. Everyone. And my mom's still not here.
Are you my new mom?
Yeah. Right? His mom must have tested well.
I think it was the hat she always wore.
What fucking hat did
she
wear?
The first one. She was always wearing that stupid hat.
God damn it.
Dude, this is so cool. What a way to end it.
How do you think birds fly the way they do? Like a school of birds.
I don't know, man.
It's weird. Like how they move and shit? It's fucking weird. I don't like it.
So they're on a camping trip?
Of course they are.
Do you think Emilio and the teacher bunked up?
No. I wish.
So they're playing a Queen song.
Yeah. Does Disney own Queen?
Disney owns everything, man.
Yeah, they just bought Fox.
Yeah.
Disney owns everything. So.
We are the champions.
That'd be funny if Iceland showed up with this and just beat the shit out of
him. Fuck you guys, Queen sucks.
Oh, this is such a nice party, Bombay.
Sorry to interrupt your fuckboy party. But we came here to...
Put him in the fire. This is a Goodwill game. It's not a big deal, man.
Put him in the fire. Bring up their Amazon and read up a couple five-star reviews for this movie.
I don't think there are.
There's not a five-star review?
No.
Really? There's got to be a five-star review.
How do you get the nickname CND?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Lance CND Johnson.
I don't know, man. I wonder what Lance is up to.
That's weird.
Maybe it stands for, like,
did you
Chronic
see,
Nugs Dank.
Did you see that post from that dude that mastered Ice Picked, or not Ice Picked and Dick, what's that last one? All Seen Eye.
Dan Randall?
Yes.
Yeah, what did he post?
He said, like, after searching for, like, an hour for the weird noise in the room when he was recording, it was like a Snapple bottle that was like venting air out of the top of it.
What?
I was like, how can you even hear that well to even pick that up, like in a like an audio setting? It was just crazy to me.
Here's a 5-star one from Amazon from a user. My son loves it. Only problem is now he wants to play hockey. How do you feel about that?
You guys are dickhead. Let your kid play hockey. Who is that?
BSA?
BSA, you're a dickhead.
Get fucked.
Medicine Man. Classic hockey movie to watch with the kids. Might even help to get them interested in playing like I did with my son.
Okay, so that's what the other guy should have done.
Yeah.
Is this all like weird dudes?
Another
5-star.
I love this whole series. These are 5-star reviews on Amazon, dude.
Hey, man!
You told me to look up.
Give me one more.
I'm only looking at 5-star reviews, by the way.
Which it has a ton of 5-stars.
We have been showing the kids this movie from when we were young. They love it. It's something we can all enjoy together. 5-stars.
How cute.
These are lame user reviews.
Okay, so.
I don't know what you want me to do with that.
The first Mighty Ducks movie, I'd give it 3 out of 5 biscuits.
I would go, like, maybe 3.75 out of 5.
I was... So we're talking about the first one?
Yeah.
I was harsh on my first review on the first one, I thought.
What did you give it?
I gave it, because we were doing it at a time, I gave it 5.
The first time?
Yeah. So I would probably give that one, like...
Should we do 10 biscuits?
No. I would... Let's go to 5.
Is it 5 easier?
I would give the first one 3 out of 5. This one, however, I give 4.
Easily. 4.
I give 5.
Perfect movie.
Yeah.
Perfect movie.
Five out of five
means it's perfect. It's a flawless movie.
It's a great movie.
I love this movie. It's not flawless.
I've only watched... This is the first actual movie I've watched since we did MVP. Aside from Detective Pikachu the other night.
Which is good?
Why have you been...
It was good.
He's trying to sell me on this Detective Pikachu.
I won't watch it.
Stacked up
I'm
to
not
this,
going to watch it.
Stacked up to MVP, though.
Did you go to the movie theater?
Yeah. Stacked up
by yourself?
No, with a group of friends. It was great. Stacked up to
what
MVP.
What group of
Who
friends?
Are you hanging out?
Yeah, what kind of
we're here. Who are you hanging out with?
What are you talking about?
You guys should have been there. Stacked up to MVP.
You know,
this is a perfect movie. This
we're
is
your
movie.
Friends. Yeah. Who are you hanging out with?
You want to go see Detective Pikachu?
Fuck no. Fuck no. If you had real friends, that's what they would have said. Not, hey, let's go see...
Ryan Reynolds is great in it, dude.
Is he Pikachu?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, he's... Pretty much good in
everything.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
You know what he's really good in? Underrated. The Proposal. Him and Sandra Bullock.
No, dude.
Swear to God, dude. No way. Swear to God. No, I'm a rom-com dude.
I know you
always
are.
Have been.
I know you are.
And you give me shit for liking the Pikachu
movie. Yeah, Pikachu movie seems fucking gay.
That's all you got. So Mighty Ducks.
I literally have no interest in it. That's all. It's
Mighty Ducks 2 is a perfect movie, I think, in my opinion. IMHO.
All right.
And MVP is the one.
Moral of the story
MVP
is,
was,
we like it.
MVP was zero.
Yeah, I don't think you can give zeros, but yeah, I would give it a zero.
I gave it a zero.
Is 10 a better rating system than 5? Because it just makes it more bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's too complicated.
5.
5 is good.
D2, The Mighty Ducks, a perfect film from Ronnie Miller.
Yep. That and Terminator 2. Perfect film.
Well, that is a 5 out of 5.
T2?
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
4.5.
The sound, that Guns N' Roses song when that comes in?
Trying to think of what a 5.
I don't really know my mom. She got arrested. What'd she do? She tried to rob a computer factory and blew it up. Oh, so she's pretty cool, huh?
No.
Boys, give the plugs out. I know I heard some new Kizzy Hall songs today. What else you got going on? Al's second album coming out.
Hopefully soon.
Someday. It's done, though.
No.
It's been done.
I mean, when you think it's done, it's not. You know how it is. You've been in a band.
It's done.
Lars said it himself in Some Kind of Monster. How do you know when something's done?
How do you know when, like, a record's done? Is anything ever really done? Is, like, a record ever...
I really want to watch that now.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. We should totally watch
it. We will watch it. And Ronnie, what do you got? You got tons of shows coming up soon?
I have one single show at ComFest in Columbus this year.
Columbus, Ohio.
I'm going
to be at that one, man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My band...
You're on the off-ramp, right?
Off-ramp stage, yes. If you're in the Columbus
area. Is that the big one?
That's the one that,
that's
the
one you
want to
play.
Yeah, it's
that's the one?
That's the one you want to play.
Cool, man.
The Friday of ComFest, which is Friday, June 28th, if you're in the Columbus area. We're headlining the off-ramp
stage. You're closing
stage.
It out, right?
Yes.
Damn, son.
At 10:15, I think.
And it's free.
It's free, yeah. It's super free. It's going to be a good time. Check us out on Instagram at @Akula_band. That's AKULA.
And they can buy your records from, is there a link from the Instagram?
There is, yes. Yeah, you can, there's a link to our web store. You can order records and shirts and shit there if you want.
And Kizzy, you guys got shit for sale? You guys sold out everything?
No, we have stuff for sale.
On the internet?
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp? Mm-hmm. Bandcamp Kizzy Hall?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Follow us as human beings on social media also if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
@Ron_man, or is it Ron.man?
I think it's Ron_man.
I'm Ron Man. Whatever, you'll find me.
I always link these guys up too and post it from the biscuit. And Stefan is... Stefanopoulos?
Stefanopoulos?
Stegosaurus Rex.
I only really use Instagram, so.
I only really use Twitter.
I've never once made a tweet.
I love it. I used to tweet a lot. I don't know.
You did.
I just don't care.
Twitter's like the Wild Wild West, dude. You gotta be fucking half crazy.
It's kind of
really
fun.
It really suits my fucking piss in a jug lifestyle.
Dude. Give me a jug, because I got
right
this.
There.
I'm going to go rip one as soon as this is done.
Ronnie, give him something profound from a book to end with.
Oh, man, I don't read books anymore, dude. I don't fucking know anything. All we are
is dust
is all
in the
we
wind.
Are.
All right, thanks, guys, for watching, and we love you. Bye.